The world according to apples. 2,000 green apples hang on the tree, enough to break its branches down. I thin 1,000 one May afternoon to save the tree and bring my harvest home. June nights, silent gray moths mate in the limbs. Then one female flutters blossom to blossom in the dark, lays her tiny eggs in nearly every fruit. One July afternoon, huge anvil clouds arise, white hailstones thunder down, shredding leaves, bruising half the fruit, bringing down what can't hold on. August days, the red squirrels walk the tightrope telephone lines, scamper through the tree, nibble, taste the green skins, let fall the sour on their tongues. September and color coming on, blue jay, starling, flicker, magpie, fill the red fruit with bird pecks everywhere, a free feast they keep up for weeks. October, windfalls red in dying grass, I leave them there for the doe and her twin fawns sneaking down the mountain, every night, eating every apple up. Today, I pick the remnant fruit, cut out bruises, bird pecks, worms, cook one batch of butter, make one pie to eat, one poem to make it sweet, a la mode. My harvest mostly lost, the tree at least is whole. One more year, I gave my life away to hunger. All winter, I will see these apples I let go, fly and feed and pray around me in the snow.